rings. We have a couple things to talk about today. First up, I want to give it over to our charity head, Flo or Chris, who unfortunately injured himself. So he's in a little wheelchair down here.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. How are you? Did anybody make it out to the raves last night on Thursday night? A very normal day to be raving until 2 o'clock in the morning. Shout out to our safety team for watching them for us. Thank you. Okay. My name is Flo Bean. I am the Anthony England Charity Liaison. And I'm here today with our two wonderful charities. Did we get the slides or no? Okay. Last year, you may recall, Needs World Class Service Dogs were here again with us for our third and final year. As a convention, we want to make sure that we cycle out sort of our community aid and make sure that several different kind of local organizations receive the benefit of working with us. So, big round of applause for the third and final year for Needs World Class Service Dogs for being a beneficiary of Atlanta. And welcoming on board Fenway Health's Youth on Fire, which is an organization that I'd actually love Courtney here to give a high-level overview of, so I don't do it incorrectly. Let me just quickly introduce these two wonderful orgs, start with Needs and pass over to Youth on Fire, and then I will tell you a little bit about how you all can help.
Okay, so hi. My name is Tracy. I work for Needs World Class Service Dogs. We are located in Princeton, Mass. For roughly 46 years, we've been raising, training, and matching our world class service dogs with people with physical disabilities, hearing impairment, children on the autism spectrum, our veterans with PTSD, as well as physical disabilities, and then also working with professionals in the classroom, hospital, ministry, courthouse. We've matched just over 1,900 service dogs since our inception, and currently have about 360 teams working throughout the United States, as well as Canada, just recently Canada, so very exciting. We are just thrilled to be here. This is our third convention, and just thank you so much for the support over the years, for welcoming us into this wonderful community. We just love observing your creativity, your generosity, and just always happy to see people with a shared interest just supporting one another and also supporting us, and we will forever see your faces. So thank you once again.
Hi, my name is Courtney from Fenway Health. I'm specifically the trans patient advocate in the Trans Health Program. Two main locations, one on the south end and one in Fenway, providing services from optometry and dermatology to primary care, reproductive health, STI testing. And Fenway is quite a large organization, from Youth on Fire to Boomerangs, you may have seen in the neighborhood, the GP, as well as AIDS Action. So we're here to serve the LGBT community, LGBTQIA+ community, as well as anyone seeking healthcare and safety services, not just restricted to LGBTQI.
Thank you. Awesome. Very cool. So there's a few things I will try not to take too long, but there's a few different ways that you can help this wonderful organization. One is the Bucket Brigade. Who knows about the Bucket Brigade?
Yay!
All right. So if you don't know what the Bucket Brigade is, if you have a fursuit, please head over to the security office at, I'm sorry, safety. The safety office at some point during the convention and check out a big bucket that you can get people to throw money in, and then they get that money. It's great. You get to act like a wild person in costume, have fun, and raise money for charity. This year, we also printed QR code signs. Yay, QR codes. So another more interesting way that you can support that actually benefits you all, I'm not interested in that. We have a silent auction. So some of you know that we don't have like a traditional art auction at this convention. We've received a bunch of really wonderful, unique items from artists in the community that are going to be available to bid on all weekend in the charity room, which is the room Quincy. It's over by Starbucks. One of the items is a Your Character Here by Braeburn. I feel like I don't need to tell you the type of Your Character Here that is. The answer is yes. We also have a painting by Heartsbox. A unique, one-of-a-kind painting. And you might be wondering, how on earth do you have a Your Character Here from Braeburn at this convention? We have a Not Safe for Work charity auction on Saturday night at 11 p.m. in the night market. There are things I cannot put on display in the charity room. Please join us there. And then as far as the all-ages charity auction, that'll be Sunday night, 5 p.m., right before closing. Both are going to be hosted by the great, the wonderful, Cujo Melissus. Do we know Cujo? If you don't know Cujo yet, you're gonna know Cujo. And also Batman himself is coming for the Not Safe for Work auction. So please join us for the Not Safe for Work auction, 11 p.m. Okay. Oh, my slides are there, yay! Now I can remember what I was gonna say. I was saying all the things that I was saying. I'm so smart. Can you go back a slide, please? I just wanna make sure I covered everything. Well, that's Cujo. That's the stuff we have on auction. I made that. I did that. Thank you. Cool, I think that's it. Can we go forward two slides? Yeah, that's it. All right, great, thanks.
Thanks, Chris. So before I hand things over to our guests about anything, I did want to tell you all a little bit about some of the events we have going on this weekend, because it's a little bit of an upgrade from last year. Today, on Friday, we have DigiFest in the main ballroom. Yes! So definitely check that out if you're around. We have a variety show in the Harvard Ballroom. We have, obviously, the raves. Tomorrow we have, the dance battle competition, Dragon's Dojo, which we've had a whole bunch of sign-ups for, so you're definitely going to want to check that one out. And then on Sunday, we'll have our dance competition. Tomorrow, we'll also have the first of three. Check the schedule. There's literally so much going on this year. So much more than last year. We're all going to love it. So with that, I will turn it over to Giza, our guest of honor. All right,
Giza.
Thank you so much, Ben. At this time, I would like to introduce our guest of honor. Our first guest is an artist who makes comics about therianthropy and mental health. Heartbox, will you join me on stage? Now, I understand you'll be giving a cartooning panel later in the day.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a cartooning 101 panel that's going to be at 5:30. I'm going to have my iPad hooked up, hopefully, and just show you some basics. And I'm also going to have a cool therianthropy panel tomorrow for anyone who's curious. Come on out. It'll be pretty nice.
Our second guest is also an artist. They draw furry comics, and they came all the way from Boston. Braeburn, can you join us on stage? And I understand you're doing a panel on, I think it's fursuit figure drawing.
Yeah, so I've got a fursuit figure drawing panel. We did something similar with friends locally recently, and it was a blast. So I'm really excited to bring it to a convention. Basically, me and hopefully some other suitors posing while I guide people through sketching them live. It should be really fun.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Our third and final guest of honor is a singer, writer, composer, and Native activist, Tanya Sung. In a concert here tomorrow.
Yes, my concert will be, it'll be part of panel music, so please join in all the concerts we have, the con has today. I have a lot of amazing concerts from 2 to 6 tomorrow, right here, right here, and my concert is at 5, and I will be debuting a never-before-heard song, so you gotta come and check it out. So thank you very much. I'll see you all.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
If you would like to get to know our guests of honor better, we have a Meet the Guests of Honor panel this morning at 11:30 a.m. following open ceremonies in the Otis Room. If you don't know where the Otis Room, you go to the Starbucks and keep walking down the hall. Next up, I believe we have Kay from Safety.
Howdy, folks. Y'all excited for the con this year? Awesome, because I definitely am too. I'll try to keep this nice and short and sweet for you. Just a few quick notes. First things first and the most important. We are here to help folks. If you need anything at all, look for someone with a yellow vest like the one that I'm wearing right now. If they don't have the answer, they'll know where to find it. On the mask policy, we are enforcing the mask policy in all convention-specific spaces, such as everything that's not the hotel lobby. Hotel lobby is everything before the lineup area for registration. So please be sure you have a mask on at all times in those areas. My staff will remind you if you don't have one. And we do have masks at the safety office if you did not bring one. And at condoms. I know this is a packed con, but where you can, please still observe social distancing. We understand this is not always possible. Just do your best for us. And especially at the dances, and especially if you're in a fursuit, please make a point to drink some water this weekend. We have water stations dotted around the con. We're going to be making sure those are filled the entire weekend. That's all that I had. So I will give it back to our wonderful con chair, Remy.
A couple final notes for me before I introduce our last special guest. We do have a cleanest room competition this year, so make sure you keep your rooms tidy. You could win a free night next year at the hotels. So that's really wonderful. Along those lines also, please make sure that we're not leaving anything around the hotel that might be taken poorly. Please be respectful of the space. Please be respectful of the staff. Unfortunately, we have found a couple little notes flying around that the hotel is not too pleased about. So again, we just ask for respect. Like, we're all here having fun. Let's keep it that way. So thank you. Yeah, so to close things up, I'd like to invite Frank Oglesby on stage, our special guest for today.
Morning, everybody. Thank you, Remy, for inviting me to be here. Frank Oglesby, voiceover actor otherwise as well. I'm privileged to be here. This is a wonderful event. I feel woefully underdressed. Please forgive me. I'm honored to give you the following announcements. Attention passengers entering Seaport bus connection. No smoking, please. Change here for the Silver Line. Doors will open on the right. The destination of this train is Anthro, New England. And I declare the convention officially open.